In the Friday Night Light studio, let's get you caught up on a couple of scores. Again, Sheraton leads Sadel 14-0. Pella on top at this hour of Oskaloosa 7-0. Mormon Trail leads Seymour 23-0. Pleasantville 13. Martinsdale St. Mary's 0. It's Twin Cedars 54. Melcher Dallas nothing. And again, our score here is Albia 14, Pella Christian 7. Got a new score coming in real quick. Moravia has just scored on Wayne, where it's Moravia 12, Wayne 6. Let's get back to the Absolute broadcast booth, and the GP Insurance kickoff is next.
Albia down front 14-7. The Eagles strike and get up on the scoreboard after Albia got a 14-0 lead here. 11:18 to go in the first half. Here comes your kickoff. It's a swift kick and will be fielded right at the 45-yard line. Great job of paying attention by that offensive front. Gannon Osing, man, he is having a huge, huge night. Jimmy, that was heads-up play right there by the big man Osing.
Gannon just fell on that ball right on about the 46-yard line, which is exactly what you got to do. The kick team is coming right at you quick, so you just want to keep the possessions. Great field position. The Blue Demons will take that every time.
Let's go, Blue. Richard and Monica Tharp listening in from Winterset, Iowa. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's Friday night. Time to listen to Jason and Dan and the crew. Go Big Blue. Go Hawks from the Clarks in Casa Grande, Arizona. Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night. Here's a quick hitter over the left side, a gain of about 4 yards as Isley gets it out just shy of that 50-yard line.
Yeah, nice little run there. Slips off the tackle there on that left side and brought down, but not after a four-yard carry.
10:55 to go first half. 14-7 Albia. Offset eye to the right side. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back is Bear. Bear has time. Has a wide open. Tony Leshen. And the ball is tipped. What a great defensive play. I mean, Leshen had him beat by 5 yards. Yeah. And the ball got caught in that wind a little bit to Dan, but jungling with the acrobatic defensive move to knock that ball down. Otherwise, that is 6-4 Albia.
On the edge of his fingertips, he was able to deflect that ball, and yeah, the ball got knocked down. Blake was not able to get the ball up high enough over the top. But boy, well played by the Blue Demons, an even better defensive stand by the Eagles.
Third down and 6 for Albia. Ball just inside the Albia 50-yard line. Here's Isley, right side. Setters up the guy. Stays on his feet. Has the first down. Move those first down chains. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. And, Jimmy, I'll tell you what that passing will do for you is ease things up for the running game.
I totally agree. Then offensive line are just tearing it up, Jason. We got some big boys. These boys are quick and they're fast. They're strong. I'm telling you what, we're on the line right now.
And that second down pass play is a great time to run that because you know you've got Carter Isaac who can come back with a 4 or 5 yard play if you need it. So it's a great time to try to see what you can do, soften up that defense, keep them honest. A great selection of play calling, even though it wasn't complete. Great pass play on the second down.
There's a hard snap, defense. And that's going to, I believe, going to be on defense first. They jumped across, but we'll wait for the indication. They did jump across as well, but after the initial contact, I believe, by the Eagles.
Well, after four defenders came across, so he was induced over as far as I could see.
Albia on the march here.
Yep.
10:21 to go, 14-7 Albia. Troy Fulkers listening in from Boone, Iowa, working the Super Nationals in Boone. Hello, Troy. Go Big Blue, listening from home. Ken and Missy Hollingsworth checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. We want to hear from you. Want to see some of those bonfires. They got to be starting to light up now, Dan. 641-799-1437.
Got a little sunset going on here, Lake Rathman, after this play.
First down and 5 after the offsides. Here's Isley, left side. Hit at the line of scrimmage, and it takes a wall of Eagle jerseys to bring him down. He does get a gain of 2. But great pursuit there by the Eagles. And, Jimmy, you know, you said it. This is a really good football team, and they're out there competing at a high level.
Well, I mean, Jason, we got a big team, and these guys against them are, you know, very big guys. But I'm telling you what, they are strong, and they're quick.
You bet. Hey, looking, I got a picture as we get off and from the Dorps and the Schwartys, Dorping Houses and Schwartys down at Lake Rathman. Great looking campsite. You enjoying one of the last few weekends if this weather continues to cool off.
Power eye formation. Bear rolls back, has time again, has it wide open. Hunter Weldon. Just a bit overthrown.
Cade Crawl actually on that reception.
It was Crawl out there in the flat, got himself open, beat the defender. I'll tell you what, really, Dan. last two pass plays, Albie has had something to work with.
Well, and that's, you know, we talked a little bit you know, with some of the guys. They really worked this week on their pass plays, trying to get that timing down. We just haven't had to do a lot of that over the years, and the team's really trying to open that up this year. And the only way you really get better at it, you can practice and rep that all you want, but you got to do it in game situations when everyone's live and going hard. And so I'm really liking that we're doing it. Second down's a great time to do it. We bring up third and three now.
Here's a third down play. Isley has the first down, gets by the defender, 25, 20, a foot race, 10, 5, take it to the house. Carter, the Iceman Isley, the parting of the Red Sea as the offensive line, Dan, just made that defensive front on that right side just disappear.
Just doing a great job all night. You know, they've really figured it out, and they keep continue to evolve and get better as the game moves along and adapt to what the defense has given us. But great run by Carter Isley. Had a little stutter step in there at about the 3 yard gain mark to get around one defender, and then just had an open sea of green all the way to the end zone.
Ah, big T, buddy. That's that offensive line getting it done once again.
Offensive line's doing great, man. I tell you what, Carter can turn on some speed, too. That's crazy.
250 plus pounds. Wow. That's a big T down on your wireless mic, brought to you by Screen Tech. Here comes the extra point. Bassett's kick is up high enough, long enough, and it is not good. From this angle, hard to see, but it is not good. Albie will take a 27. Albie, but, you know, this is a long season, and he's such a great young man. We want to play him at his best, too. Here's a pass that's incomplete. Once again, see, this defense is all over the football field. They're covering up great receivers like Jungling.
Oh, it's like blood in the shark tank. I'm telling you, white jerseys all around that ball. The defensive secondary is playing really great. When you see three guys out there, both, all of them going for the ball for the interception, you know that they're seeing something right out there.
And Tony Lesson's getting his workout tonight.
Yes,
I mean, he has got Jungling all night. It's man on man, and is staying with him stride for stride, and that's not easy to do. Oh. Jungling knows the route he's running. He knows where he's going. Tony has to react to that every time, and that's a hard task for him, but he's done a good job so far, but there's a lot of game left.
Tony Lesson is one of the best athletes in Southern Iowa. He is truly a tremendous athlete.
Oh,
and physical specimen, the time he spends in the weight room, wow.
Yeah.
The penalty flag comes in. The Eagles were set to punt. The ball is going to now be marked off and go back inside the 25 down to the 22-yard line, and it'll bring up fourth down. And let's call it 15 here. Punt coming. 8:53 to go here in the opening half of football. 20-7, Albie with the lead. Thad, Christine, Zach, and Jack DeMoss are keeping the bonfire hot and hoping the Blue Demons stay hot as well. Go Big Blue. Here comes the snap. It's bobbled and nearly blocked. He gets it off.
Fielded
at the 45-yard line is Hunter Weldon on his way inside the 45, and will be brought out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
Kind of hit as he went out of bounds there. No flag. There was a flag on at the line of scrimmage right after the snap, so I don't know if we got another procedure penalty or not.
Well, they picked it. Did they pick it up?
Oh, I don't know. There was one thrown, sure.
I see one over here on the far side.
Yeah.
You guys are down there right by the Albia sideline. It looked like a flag came out, and it's encroachment on Albia. No, wait, let's see here. I don't know.
That's a little confusing. They signaled a penalty, but yet the Blue Demons are going to take the ball right where they finished the punt return.
Well, Albie's going to have the football at the 45-yard line. The Eagles, once again, Jimmy, a short field to work with for this Albie offense.
We got him.
Here's the handoff. Isley over the right side with some more running room to the 35, the 30, a foot race, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, take it to the house, Carter, the Iceman Isley, back-to-back carries for a touchdown. How about that, Big D?
Wow. You know, and that's a case, too, where the Blue Demons have recognized an ability on that right side, that strong side. The linemen are really clearing out holes, and Carter doesn't need much. As big as he is, doesn't need that big a hole, but he's clearing it. And this time he darts back to the left side and just a clear path, and, man, he is showing us some speed I have not seen before.
Christian, that's that trap play. That's the old bread and butter of this offense. And when it works, it works well. And Albia is working it like a part-time job.
Yeah, that offensive line out there tonight, man, they're playing great. The pulling guard, he's going there. He's cracking in that linebacker and, man, making the blocks for Carter Isley to go in for touchdowns.
Brendan Bassett comes in. He gets the extra point. 27-7. Albie with the lead. 8:34 to go here in this first half. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. So, Albie defensive front, given that tough-nosed fast offensive line that Pella Christian fits.
They are giving him fits, man. I mean, they're getting through there, and Pella Christian's like, hey, I just got to hold you for just 1 second.
Yeah. And you know, Coach Kakmarinski is not going to like this. Just giving too many yards back to the Blue Demons by going backwards like that. And it's putting them in a bad spot. You know, there's just been uncharacteristically way too many penalties. That's just not what this team usually shows.
27-7, Albion with the lead here. Number one rated Albion Class 2A. Number three rated Pella Christian in this week number three showdown here. After the mark-off, going to be a second down and 20. Rolling back, Kakmarinski throws it across the middle of the field, complete. Oh, getting by the defender, jungling. And, he's slippery. Dan's a great athlete, yep. has such a presence of mind, and a great open field runner.
And that time went more of a zone coverage on the defense, so Tony wasn't actually covering him like he has been. And he just was able to slip underneath one linebacker, catch the ball, and go past another. And just a well-designed play, and we just weren't able to execute as well as we'd like. Brings up third and a long 10.
Third down 10, rolling back. Kakmarinski throws it into the flat, and oh, nearly intercepted, and Blake Bear was right there. You talk about perfect timing, Jimmy.
I think Hunter Welder got the worst of that.
Oh, wow. People, no, that's 4D right there. Oh, I'm not kidding you. That's a hit.
Hunter Welder in perfect coverage position there, and Blake Bear coming up trying to jump in front of that and hit as it goes.
27-7 Albion, 7:25 to go here in this first half. Back deep is Weldon. He's going to stand about his 30-yard line. Kakmarinski set the punt here for Pella Christian. Leshen will drop back. Tony Leshen. Bryce will come and cover. Kakmarinski booming end over end kick. This one's going to be taken at about the 27-yard line. Weldon trying to get upfield. Gets across the 40 on his way out to the 45-yard line. A nice return.
Good hard
about 15 yards. Abby's offense will come back with another short field, but we've got to run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, the scores are coming in fast and furious on this football Friday night.
And, gentlemen, a lot of close games tonight like we haven't seen in a long time. Leaving you on live so we don't miss any action. Moravia leads Wayne 18-12 in a low-scoring affair. It's Eddyville on top of West Marshall by 2, 8-6. Sheraton and Sadell, it's 14-7. Sheraton on top of that one. And let's get back to you guys, but we'll come back here for more scores in just a second.
First down play here. Running with the football on a little counter play. Is that
Brett Freshwater? Nice little hard run. He gets those hard running yard plays. They can break open if we get to the gaps, but it's really going for those hard, 2-3 yards at a time and setting up the bigger plays. And he does a great job of doing that for the Blue Demons.
Well, the previous two carries for Albia resulted in Blue Demon touchdowns by Carter Isley. Second down, 9. 6:50 to go here in this opening half. 27-7. Here's the counter play going the other way. Has some running room. Has the corner. Inside the 40, all the way down to the 35-yard line, and that it will be a Blue Demon first down, a First Iowa State Bank first down, and that last run set up that counterplay right there for Albion.
Just a nice, a little reverse counterplay there. Great job, well executed. And I can't see the
Michael Terrell.
Was it Mikey T? I knew they were talking about getting him in that position, but I wasn't sure if that was him out there. Nice job.
Michael Terrell from that slot back position came on the counterplay, and Albion has a first down. The ball at the 34-yard line, 6:30 to go here in this opening half. Here's Isley over the left side, trying to get to the corner.
Nice stiff arm.
Arms of the defender. Another stiff arm, and then a great tackle there.
But jungling.
Again, jungling. On a pickup about 3 yards. If he had been able to stay on his feet for half a second longer, it would have been another six for Albion. Second down, let's call it 7. We'll get a quick scoring update after this play here on this busy Friday night. 27-7, your score here. Go Big Blue, Coach Hyatt, and beautiful wife, Rebecca, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Ain't seen blocking like that since the running line, O-line back in the day.
And off Isley, left side.
Oh, big running room. Isley gets by a defender, 20, 15. Sidesteps another defender inside the 10. Brought down at the 4-yard line, Dan.
Yeah.
He looked like a 100-pound running back, flowing down the field, and then turned into a bruiser at about the 10-yard line.
The sidestep is really impressive. He's got guys coming at him. He just slides very nimble, like you said, like a 120-pound running back out there. And then when he gets the power in there at the 10-yard line in the Summers Insurance Blue Zone, he just drops the hammer.
Goal to go here for the Blue Demons. First down, goal to go. Here's Isley over the left side again. Sidesteps the defender in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown, Albion. Carter Isley with the Senate Funeral Home touchdown, and Dan Carter now with 4 touchdowns in this first half. Wow, three touchdowns.
It's just impressive. You know, just a good hard run, two big runs. And then this one was a nice run set up and then a nice short power run, but just well executed. Again, it starts at the point of attack with that line just really doing their job and adjusting as the game has gone along, which has been huge for this squad so far this year. But the adjustments they make during the game, during the quarter, is just amazing.
Brendan Bassett into attempt the extra point here. 33-7 Albia. Here comes the snap, and there's a flag on the play. Christian, you played offensive guard here. And that they're required to pull. And what I've seen all night long is those guards, when they're moving, they are moving, and they're moving bodies.
Oh, that's a tough thing to do as well. You're running full speed, and you got to have your head on a swivel because you got to find the guy. Otherwise, you're going to get lit up. And they've been doing an excellent job finding the inside linebacker, hitting him, and making a big hole for Carter to run through.
Delay a game on the extra point. Blue Demons just a little slow getting the snap off, and so 5-yard penalty will go for a longer PAT.
And why not? Bassett will send this one up and through the uprights, and Albia will take a 35-7 lead. We'll be right back after a quick timeout and a run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
All right, very good, guys. Thank you very much. Again, Albia takes another touchdown lead here on Pella Christian. It's 34-35. I'm being told 34. Scotty. Well, we'll get that corrected. Sheraton leads Sadell 21-7. It's EBF on top of West Marshall 8-6. Also, Iowa City Regina on top of Sigourney Kyoto 24-6. North Mahaska trails Belle Plaine 26-7. PCM on top of Centerville 7-0. It's Pella 28, Oskaloosa 0. CMB has scored on Davis County. It's 15-6. Montezuma leads GMG Garland 21-0. Mormon Trail 42, Seymour 6. And Knoxville, Bailey rips off a 51-yard touchdown run. Knoxville leads Fairfield 7-6. Ottumwa and Marshalltown are scoreless in the first quarter, 0-0. And it's Lone Tree on top of Van Buren 29-8. Pleasantville leads Martinsdale St. Mary's 34-0. And it's Norwalk on top of Carlisle 7-0. Those are the scores as we have them. Thank you, Scotty. It's 35-7. Albia on top of Pella Christian, our air traffic controller, Mr. Scotty Fry. Thank you very much. And hello to, who's out there listening? Carol and Tom, listening, driving around in the Corvette. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for the GP Insurance kickoff. Give Eric Powers and Travis Patton a call to help you answer your insurance questions. Let's go back to Jason and the crew in Pella Christian.
Pella Christian with the football at the 35-yard line. The kickoff goes out of bounds. And here's a quick sweep play to the left side. And going nowhere, Bryce Leshen, along with Blake Bulldog Lawless on your ton of brick hits, brought to you by Hardee's. At Hardee's, this is anything but a ton of brick. Fresh, light, and right one today.
Lost a three on that play there. So Miles Wickhart was flushed out of that really fast.
Second down, 14. Rolling back, pass complete. Met in the flat and brought down right away. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, you are seeing some of the best open field tackling you're going to find.
Dude, he's good. You ain't coming near him. He's going to get you some of that.
Hey, Jason, this game's going so fast. We forgot a promotion we got going.
Oh, my.
And the play's going fast. I'm going to let this play go, and then we'll get to it. So they're going to go for it. Will Pella Christian on fourth and four now.
Ronnie and Haley McCombs listening from lunch break down at the road of Vermeer. Here's a quick pass to the flat. Being pursued, trying to get to the corner, jungling, trying to fight for the first down, and he's going to be very close. And Albia, look at that. 10 blue helmets on the football, and he's going to come up short.
Just there was four right there initially, and he just had nowhere to go. And before the play was over, 10 white blue helmets, white jerseys right on him.
Literally 10 helmets, Jimmy. Unbelievable, the pursuit of that Albia off our defense.
You know, it is amazing. They all swarm right there, and just they knew what they had to do, and they stopped them.
You know, now for the Blue Demons with 2:28 in the first half. Again, they lead by score of 34-7. But it's certainly interesting to see if they can try to attack one on here before this halftime here.
Go Big Blue, roll, keep it going, boys. Tony Bones Durian checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's the handoff running over the left side and getting out across the 15, a gain of about 3 or 4 yards. Albia with a 34-7 lead here. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to go here in this opening half. Of course, your halftime show coming up with your Cindy's Beauty Hut. Beautiful play of the first half. And our friends over at the Eagle Club, I know they got us on right now. We're going to get your impact player of this first half. Running with the football. Running straight ahead. And is that Bryce Leshen? Leshen comes in to spell Carter Isley and does a great job. He was very patient, Jimmy, waiting for the blocks to develop. Got on the back of his pulling guard and took it downfield for about a 9-yard gain.
Just simply amazing.
Just nice job, great, hard, aggressive run. You know, Cindy, as you mentioned, too, we got a special announcement to her. She's celebrating her 44 years of service to this community, so she's got some specials going on. We're going to be bringing that as well.
1:39 to go, 34-7 Albia. Here's the fake handoff, running with the ball. It's Bear. Bear gets to the corner, out across the 35, brought down after a gain of about 7 yards.
Almost fell forward, almost eight or nine-yard pickup. So great, but nice job. I mean, we talked about that, too, with Brett Leshen back helping in the program, who I thought did as good a job as anyone of running that bootleg with the ball on the hip. And Blake Bear is doing it just as remarkable as that. You fake that handoff. You think the tailback's got it. And when Blake has it on hip, you don't know he has it. And he does a great job executing that play. Picked up 9 yards on that play, second and one.
Fake handoff. Bear rolls back. Has Tony Leshen open. Oh, and another great, I mean, tremendous defensive play once again. I'll tell you what, see, Jungling is a great receiver, but he's showing he can play defense just as well. What an athletic play.
Man, that kid's a good athlete.
Wow.
And when you're that good of a receiver, you know how to, you know those routes, you know how to defend them. So, I mean, man, he's just doing an excellent job out there.
You know, nice job, from Christian there on the Screen Tech wireless mic down on the sideline there. Very broad, high fidelity for you. And Blake's just got to try to get that ball just a little higher and over the top. And again, thrown into that wind makes it a little difficult. It's just enough breeze to knock it down.
Third down play here. Running with it is Leshen. Bryce Leshen has the first down. Move the chains here. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. Under a minute to go here in this opening half of football. 34-7 Albia. Go get him, Big Blue. Jason Williams checking in. As the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. We want to hear from you. Morgan Ray Sherman checking in. Nate Habman. Good old Nate listening in tonight. Here's a pass to the flat. Complete. And Hunter Weldon will get out of bounds at the 49-yard line. And, Jimmy, that's heads-up play there by Weldon, able to get out of bounds and stop the clock.
The other thing we're doing is running that eagle formation. So we got four speedy receivers, two on the right, two on the left, to really try to tweak this defense. A little too many men on the field.
Too many men on the field. Here's a free play. Gannon Osing on the reception. Gets it by the defender.
Oh, with a stiff arm.
Inside the 35-yard line. Gannon Osing showing off. He's got some skills.
Punishing them.
Wow. He sidestepped the first guy and then stiff-armed the next one and got away from the defenders and took that 5-yard little slant pattern and turned it into a 20-yard gain.
Nice job out of Gannon Osing. Again, just very aggressive on the run. And he's got those, just showing those good hands this year. And again, runs a good clean route, gets an easy chance for Blake to get it. Again, Pella Christian is trying to get some of their defenders off the field before the play. So it's a free play. Should stand as the Demons will take the yards, not the penalty.
Flag back at the line of scrimmage as well.
Oh yes.
So
the other one was
near
side.
Yep. Where that came from. Holding on Albia. Too many men on the field for Pella Christian. All right. Those should offset.
Replay the second down.
Tom Chamberlain checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. He says, Jason, you're the man. Tell Dan he's really not very good.
No, that's not. I'm reading it, and that's exactly opposite. Dan is the man. Thank you, Tom. You guys appreciate you listening in. Enjoy your drive out in town.
Bear in a fade pattern down the sidelines, and great attempt out there. Hunter Weldon racing down the sidelines once again. Jimmy, Albie's really getting some things opened up in the passing game, but Pella Christian has got tremendous athletes out there and right there when they need to be. Jimmy has lost his mic.
Might not be hearing us on the headsets there.
No, he's hearing us.
Right. My name's somewhere.
There he is.
It's hard to get reception over here sometimes, Big.
Third down play here for the Blue Demons. 30 seconds to go. Bear will stay in the shotgun. Two receivers east side of the field. Bear rolls back, has time, steps up, throws it, and again, this one goes over the head of Gannon Osing, this time trying to work this near side of the field. All go pattern there. Fourth down play here. Albia's likely going to go for it with 25 seconds to go. 34-7 Albia with the first half lead here. Your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half to come up, as well as your impact player of the first half brought to you by the Eagles Club.
Coming back in with the standard formation, so I'm going to go on a limb here and guess the play. I'm going to say Carter. Go right.
You know. Power eye.
We've got fourth down and short. We want to keep the ball in our hands, so you want to try to get this first down somehow, some way.
Here's a quick handoff. Running with it is Freshwater. He's on his feet.
Open.
Take it to the 20, the 10, take it to the house. Touchdown, Albia. Brett Freshwater. The fake everyone thought, including this broadcaster, it was going to Carter Isley, and Freshwater, Jimmy, he turned into a missile himself, and down the field he went.
Oh, he smelled it, brother. He smelled it. He went and got some of that. Yeah.
Very happy for that young man. Two-year starter on the defensive side this year. He's asked to come play fullback. He's doing a lot of the hard running, the yards that don't get in a lot of press time, and he just runs north and south so well. And once he got in the clear, again, very fast for his size, a 6 foot, 200-pound fullback, and just sprinted north and south. Wasn't anything shaking and baking. He's going to go get that score. Good job, Brett Freshwater.